morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning, I want to start off with some reminders about the upcoming deadline for the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage program enrollments. FSA encourages ag producers to enroll now in the ag risk coverage, ag risk law, ag risk coverage, and price loss coverage programs because March 16th of this month is the deadline to enroll for the 2019 crop year. Offices have multiple programs competing for the time and attention of our staff because of the importance and complexity of the ARC and PLC programs. And to ensure FSA meets all your program delivery expectations, don't wait to start the enrollment process. Call your FSA County office and make an appointment soon to ensure your elections are made and contracts are signed well ahead of the deadlines. ARC and PLC provides financial protections to farmers from substantial drops in crop prices or revenues and are a vital economic safety net for most American farms. Until March 16th, producers who have not yet enrolled in the ARC or PLC programs for 2019 can enroll for both 2019 and 20 during the same visit to an FSA County office unless yield updates are requested. Additionally, farm owners have a one-time opportunity to update the PLC yield payments to take effect beginning with crop year 2020. If the owner accompanies the producer to the office or has power of attorney for the operator has power of attorney for the owner, the yield update and enrollment can be completed during the same office visit. Deadline to update those farm yields is September 30th of this year. As soon as you've determined which program you wish to elect, contact your county office to set up an appointment for you to enroll. When you call our office, we'll ask which program you want, and then we can have the contracts ready for you. Again, I want to remind people, there's only 8 business days left to complete the 2019 election and enrollment, so don't delay, call today. If you have more questions or want more information on ARC and PLC, including the 2 online decision tools that assist you in making enrollment and election decisions specific to your operations, either check out the Iowa State University Ag Decision Maker website at extension.iastate.edu/AGDM or the FSA and ARC PLC webpage, which is fsa.usda.gov/ARC PLC. Now some information about farm stored facility loans. FSA's Farm Stored Facility Loan Program provides low-interest financing to producers to build or upgrade storage, permanent facilities to store eligible commodities, and to purchase portable, newer use structures, equipment, and storage and handling trucks. Qualified facilities include grain bins, hay barns, and cold storage facilities for those eligible commodities. Loans up to $50,000 can be secured by a promissory note or security agreement, and loans exceeding $100,000 require additional security. Producers do not need to demonstrate the lack of commercial credit availability to apply. Loans are designed to assist a diverse range of farming operations, including small and mid-sized businesses, new farmers, operators, supplying local food and farmer markets, non-traditional farm product producers, and underserved producers. To learn more about the FSA Farm Storage Facility Loan Program, visit fsa.usda.gov/price support or contact the CRO at our local FSA office. Now, continuous CRP signup. The general CRP signup that was taking place last month has now closed, but the signup for the continuous CRP continues to ongoing. Continuous CRP signup focuses primarily on the water quality with the Clean Lakes, Estuaries, and Rivers, or CLEAR initiative. 2018 Farm Bill priorities water quality practices such as contour grass strips, filter strips, riparian buffers, wetlands, and a new prairie strip. If you're interested in a continuous CRP signup and wish to have the contract start yet this spring, contact your local FSA office to enroll. And now the 2019 Crop Year Marketing Assistance Loans. We remind grain producers that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested crops after production. These are 9-month marketing assistance loans, and they provide producers with interim financing after harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. It allows them to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. March 2020 interest rate for commodity loans is 2.5%. Cass County loan rates are $2.10 per bushel for corn and $6.11 per bushel for soybeans. If you're in other counties around the area, they're comparable. Call or stop by those offices to inquire about the loan rates in that county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2019 crop through the end of May 31st of this year. To be eligible for that loan, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. And finally, we want to remind producers not to forget to update your records. As we continue with the 2019 and 2020 program signups, It's important that you keep us informed of any farm ownership changes, farm operator changes, bank account changes, any other farm record changes that are going to be occurring. If you added a new farm to your operation this year, bring us up like a written statement from the owner or a copy of a lease so we can add you to that parcel. Keep in mind, deeds that are filed at the courthouse when ownership changes, they don't automatically get sent to our office, so producers need to remember to notify us of those changes too. Another common change that producers make that we're not always informed of is if you make a trust. If you have a revocable trust, we need to know what happens after the death of the grantor. It's helpful for the heirs of the deceased producers to let us know if there's going to be an estate. If an estate's formed, let us know when it's settled and who the beneficiaries of the land are. We encourage producers to let us know of changes as soon as they occur. As I mentioned, the sooner we can update the record changes now, it's going to really save time for everybody during busy program sign-up times later on. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. And as always, we're on the web 24/7 at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have an enjoyable day.